You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, movies, general geek news, and
various
TV
other stuff. I don't even know the food.
Sometimes.
Sometimes talk about duties.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's a big day today.
It is a big day today.
Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited. Why don't we tell the folks at home why we're so excited?
Yes. This episode that you're putting in your ears right now is the 50th episode of the Deep
5-0. Woo! Looks like we made it.
Yeah. So we've been going for over a year now. Our year anniversary was the end of August. But at the beginning, we did some bonus episodes and stuff that we necessarily didn't count as episodes.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of put us at number 50. So we have a room full of peeps.
Peeps
that could make it and
homies,
be here.
Dogs.
People who have been involved with Deep Fried Geeks, whether creative-wise or big fans or people who have been on the episode before. Right? So these people are what make up Deep Fried Geeks. Because we talked about this before, Tom. Deep Fried Geeks is not just you and I.
It's not.
It's our friends and community, but then also our fans as well are Deep Fried Geeks.
Yeah, the Geekers.
I'm getting a little teary right now. Is that what we're going to call them? The Geekers?
The Deep Fried Geekers. It ain't up to you.
Larry says no.
It ain't up to you.
Larry, it's a podcast. You got to talk with your voice for people.
What's bad?
You didn't do the introduction yet. So
hey, everybody. Larry's here.
Hey.
So our first guest is Larry. You know Larry from episodes like I Lost My Teenage Werewolf.
What?
And
I don't remember what episodes I've been in.
Larry's been in a couple episodes, and then Larry is also my co-host of Movies with a Teen podcast. So welcome, Larry. Larry also happens to be my daughter and our friend.
Sound like a car.
Next, we have Tommy Two Stars, which everybody knows. He's here every week. You know him from great episodes like Nobody Eats Prunes Like Gaston, the newest one. Say hello, Tommy.
Hi, everybody.
Next, sitting on the couch next to him, you have Avenger.
Dun, 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 dun.
Boom, boom.
Avenger Assemble.
Avenger would be classified, I think, as our number one fan.
Probably. There's no contest for that one.
Yes. So thank you for your support. And well, we're also going to name
Slap hands. Slap hands.
Wait, anytime I think
you'll
of Avenger...
Like oh my gosh, Leviticus is getting slapped. I just popped out of a taco! I'm here!
Hola, senor!
Hola, Dora! So anytime I think of Avenger, like, I would go to Pizza Hut where I was when I lived in California. No, but just listen to me.
Let's follow along his story.
Hear me out. And there would be an old school... Avengers Arcade.
Oh,
yes.
I love that game.
Oh,
you play as Vision, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Captain America.
I played that game on Super Nintendo.
Oh, that game was awesome.
Best.
It was a good game.
I think I loved the voice
that like announced the Avengers. It was like really
Avengers
old school.
Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
I always remember like getting to Whirlwind. He's like, oh, ah.
Larry and Avenger, have you guys played this game?
No. But basically, you're going to be a really cool person you can just play with.
Yep.
Pretty much.
I mean, we're
going to... It just got real.
It just got real.
Thank you for joining us today,
too real.
You're welcome.
And then next, we have Leviticus. Leviticus is our producer and the third DFG member, I would call him. He has
our
been
in
lots
arms.
Of episodes. You know him in episodes of... tacos.
and
Trump go build that wall. Thank you for joining us, Leviticus.
Thank you.
It would not be a 50th episode without you, my friend.
No, it would not.
Oh, what are we looking at?
I don't know. You look I'm just looking right here.
A couple honorary mentions that we have to mention.
The bird, it's a plane.
No,
today.
It's a wall.
Our Jason from Shamrock Comics. He was mad at us for not holding the 50th at the comic store.
Why didn't we?
I don't know. And
we just too spur of the moment.
I didn't even think of it.
Really late at night.
And then Weezer cannot be here with us today as well, but
he has a baby.
Here in spirit. And Monkey Man as well. The Monkey Man's been on one episode.
Monkey Who's Monkey Man?
Monkey Man is my brother.
Oh.
He was on an episode with Tom and
we
I.
We did the Batman trivia.
Yeah, the Batman and then Superman one.
Yeah. Yes, did you listen to that one?
That was our, yeah, we were talking about what we were expecting for
that
Batman.
That was a very
Superman.
Weird podcast. Not yes. Weird, Batman, but like the setup of it.
It was a little different, yeah.
The whole podcast, this whole thing's weird.
Yeah, well, that's why we did him on Skype, though. We had him on Skype, so did it.
But he was in a different state.
It sounded okay.
Yeah, actually, it didn't sound too bad.
It didn't sound
I remember listening to it not that long ago.
So,
Wisconsin with all the cheeses, don't you know?
We're going to be here 4 hours, I think, today.
Here we go.
Let's
this right.
It. Do it live!
So, I thought we would go a little trip down memory lane a little bit. Maybe all of us talk about, we'll do our favorite DFG moment.
Nostalgia.
Okay, so it'll be either you were in an episode, or you listened to an episode, or a video, or something like that. Okay, who wants to go first?
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I thought you I'm the least person you would, like, expect. Okay.
I know, I'm excited.
The least qualified person.
Oh,
all right, Larry.
Just go for it.
My favorite memory is when the day that we were doing the pizza rolls.
Oh yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun, and we cooked the pizza rolls.
And crazy I ate day. All 60 and other people's.
Don't lie to the people on the internet.
I ate a lot. I ate like 20.
So my favorite was the. What was the name of the episode where we did the blind food tasting?
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't remember what
I think you just wanted to feed us seductively. Try this little ganache.
Yeah. Let me put this ganache in your mouth.
Why is there, like, romantic music playing? Do I smell vanilla candles?
Avenger, do you know what that episode is named?
Nope.
You don't remember
it's okay.
Sadly, that...
It was a weird name.
That page from the DFG encyclopedia has been sadly ripped out of my
memory. Oh, no.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm bored. I'll look it up. Why not?
All right. Okay. So you keep my... I should have came prepared with a memory.
I love how you sometimes come up with questions that you don't even have answers to.
Avenger, do you have a favorite moment or memory?
The one episode that I especially like is the... Dangerously cheesy.
Oh, good. And we talk about mac and cheese on that one, right?
With Craig.
Was that with
Craig?
Was that the
exception of the Craig? Is that with Monkey Man?
No, that was Leviticus, me and Tommy. And we were talking about mac and cheese. And
how he came up
on off on the crane, and then I think we talked about Batman a lot.
I think I remember
how come Crane was not announced. He's here.
Crane,
you cannot protect the turtles.
You can't protect the technodrome, Shredder.
I do not like how I was portrayed in the turtle movie. That imposter does not sound like Crane.
It wasn't bad though.
It was
bad. Just a little too raspy.
Give me back in there, you idiot!
Exactly what it was. My favorite moment.
You probably have a lot.
I'm scrolling through the list, and then I see a title called "Hot Dog Sandwich." It just makes me mad inside.
I like the ones that are the moments I like the most are where we go off on crazy long tangents. And just have tons and tons of belly laughs.
Yeah. You mean like...
And that's probably the stuff that is least entertaining for everybody probably. Else.
You mean, you mean the social justice warrior?
Yeah.
I just want to say, too, I want to bring up the fact that we started in Weezer's office.
Yeah.
And we're now...
This
is
where we are right now.
We're in Weezer's office.
This
again.
Is kind of...
Nostalgia.
This is
the
where
first
it
episode.
Started.
I was
the birth of
right
the
on this
we're in a room where we had filmed the very recorded the very first episode, which I think is called "You Can't Protect Them, Bond."
Something like that, yeah. I think you're right. I just listened to that not that long ago.
It did, you're right. It
started, and that was one of our fun episodes, too. Mm-hmm.
So, because lately we've been doing episodes in the Mat Cave.
Yeah.
In my house.
In this very room, the universe brought forth the deep fried geeks from the... I don't know.
The batter of justice.
From the deep
the deep fryer of hell.
Straight from the deep fryer and into your mouth.
Ben Franklin gave birth to us.
Oh, Ben
Franklin.
good old Ben.
Good old Ben Franklin.
Always there giving up syphilis.
Well, we're always trying to be historically accurate on New Crime Geeks.
That Ben Franklin and his syphilis.
But,
Ben Franklin, the ladies' man.
I didn't think of it at first, but then, like, once we were talking about, you know, favorite episodes, like, really? No, this is where we started out.
Yeah.
That's you awesome. Can't protect your genitals from Ben Franklin, geeks!
Oh my god!
Ben, why'd you have to say that?
Dirty birdie. There's a reason why you died.
It's how dropping. About favorite... So, but one more memory lane as favorite sayings or quotes. Or jokes from
you
can't episodes.
You can't protect them, Rick.
That's like one of the biggest.
Which is, it always vary it up.
And what's funny is I almost choose that one over put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously.
That's our, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't protect your butt, Rick. That's a good one.
Based off the new trailer, I don't know what's going to happen. You follow me?
You can't protect your right-hand man, Rick.
I'm gonna take you in the trailer, Rick.
It might not come out.
Me and Lucille got some work to do, Rick.
Ben Franklin's here too, Rick. He said something about not being able to protect yourself. Your genitals.
Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't bring protection, guys. And there's the arm.
There's the
locker room talk.
It's just gas and locker room talk.
It's locker room talk.
I would know this since I do play a sport that involves locker rooms.
Okay, it was great.
Okay,
it was the greatest
then.
Locker room talk of all time.
Big pep talk.
No one got fired.
It's huge locker room talk.
You're all right, fired.
So what I thought we would do today, since it's the 50th episode, is I thought we would talk about, I found a list online of the top 50 superheroes.
Da-da-da-da.
So 50 because it's the 50th episode, get it?
No!
Oh, burn! I don't get it.
Oh.
It's 50 and 50?
Maybe if it said 50 tacos.
Let's eat 50 tacos!
Oh, it's a taco, hey guys. I'm Mexican. I'll just keep making fun of me because I'm Mexican, guys. Okay?
You have to do it the way you
can. Okay.
Racism's bad, okay?
Film laws is even worse, okay?
So what I thought we would do is I thought it would be fun to roast the top 50 superheroes.
Ooh.
So I have the list and pictures of these heroes. So what we're going to do is we're going to have some geek talk. Book. So we can talk about these heroes some, but our main plan is to make fun of them also.
Okay.
All
right.
Do it.
Do
tear them down a
pretty
notch.
Good, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get negative. Deep Fried Geeks is about to get vicious. So
savage.
We're going to try
savage.
Our best, gentlemen.
Feral.
And ladies, to keep it PG-13, because I'm mainly talking to myself. Okay.
At this podcast, definitely Evan. My goodness,
Avenger. We just need to bring
Evan. That's what
disclaimer.
We said. We just said Evan.
It's pretty obvious.
We have 13-year-olds talking dirty.
I'm
14.
I'm
14.
I'm turning 15.
Same here.
The internet didn't need to know how old they were.
Right?
Next thing we know, we got Chris Hansen knocking at the door.
Yeah.
We'll have Leviticus edit that out. Sure.
Okay.
And all right, guys. Now we've been so number 50 on this list is Booster Gold.
Booster Gold, huh?
I don't know him.
Booster Gold is a tech genius who uses an advanced weaponry to travel through time and take down forces of evil. He's kind of a douchebag, and other heroes find it too hard to take him seriously. He's kind of, I've seen him portrayed in cartoons as kind of a fake superhero.
He looks Canadian.
He is Canadian, actually, I think.
I knew that already, so.
Yes. Oh. Good job. Tommy, do you know anything? We'll start with you. What do you got to say about Booster Gold?
He's from the DC universe.
The DB universe?
The DC universe. The what?
He's from the douchebag universe.
No, the douchebag. He won them DBs.
He looks like he's on steroids.
Yes, he does look like he's on roids a little bit.
He's on.
He seems too dang smug in his coif.
He's from Kanaka universe.
Look at this photo.
No. Kanaka.
It's blue. Oh.
He looks like a jerk.
They said DB, a douchebag.
Donald Trump much? Larry.
He has the same hair as Donald Trump.
That picture is very photo, Donald Trumpy.
We are now going to go all around Canada to keep the Americans from running away from Trump.
So he's the Donald Trump of superheroes?
Exactly.
Boom.
Leviticus, you got anything to comment about your relationship with Booster Gold and how you feel about him?
You know, he...
He looks like the typical douchebag American.
What's
Hitler
the typical
like
douchebag
he has blonde hair and blue eyes.
He wears, when he's not wearing his shirts, he wears popped-up collars and shades.
This guy.
And his number one favorite catchphrase is, "Do you even know who my dad is?"
So this guy's DC versus...
Yeah, Booster Gold is DC, yes.
Ooh. Okay, so he's a wannabe Batman.
Man.
He looks nothing like Batman.
Right, but
his eyes are covered.
Everybody's a wannabe Batman in the DB universe.
So
weird.
What I mean is, didn't you say he he uses his technology and everything like that?
Oh, okay.
Right. So he's not
he's a future
he's
guy.
Not
he's
a
Batman from the future.
Sure, whatever.
Not even.
He doesn't have superpowers.
Right. Yeah, he's a super powerless.
He gets all the
he's
colors.
Not a metahuman.
Your wiener.
He gets all the chicks.
Booster Gold, more like Booster Douche.
Doucher Gold.
And with that, we're moving on. Doucher Gold. That's his new name. Number 49, gentlemen and ladies, is the Human Torch.
He can't.
Johnny Storm.
A bag of flaming flames.
Flaming flames.
He is flaming diarrhea, man.
What? How did that come up?
Yeah, I know. I agree with that because he's literally diarrhea at the mouth.
He just won't stop. Always with the sass.
You're right. He
is Taco Bell, man.
He is.
Never stop
he's,
talking.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Taco
Bell. That's the picture that I would show people of how I feel after eating
Taco
Bell.
I'll picture Johnny Storm. I'm the bug for you. It feels like Johnny Storm's just flaming out.
Flame on!
Oh,
that burns.
I think we're going to post that on Twitter.
That's how Gaston feels after he eats 4 pounds of fruit.
Nobody poops like Gaston.
Nobody squats in the woods like Gaston. Okay.
When the prunes are just raking your tummy.
Keep your torch flames out your butt.
It's not even the actual poop, it's just him squirming out of your butt.
It's like a slow, deadly burn.
What about you, Larry? You got anything non-poop related about Human Torch? It's
tainted at this point.
It starts out as a lighter and then turns into a torch.
Who has seen the newest Fantastic Four movie other than me?
I have not, but I heard the episode that when you talked about it.
Oh. He was pretty awful in that. He's also Captain America.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
I think that was the best move.
Double
ever
dipping.
Made.
Yeah, it's a much better transition. I like the Fantastic Four, but he does a much better Captain.
The Fantastic Four movie, like the year you were born, it came out, 2001. What? Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, first played Johnny Storm.
I remember
that. That's how I got famous. Amos.
Captain Butthole! All right. 48. Number 48 is Hawkman.
Hawkman.
We're not Flash. Ah.
So how come his axe looks like Batman's signal.
It does.
A little bit. Everybody wants to be Batman.
No, they just call
him
Hawkman.
And his chest is like from Thundercats.
Wow. Good pull there, Leviticus.
He's just stealing everybody's identities. Hawkman, get your own dang thing.
I know I'm lame, so I take everybody
else. And he's not even a cat.
I take Thor's helmet.
Like
Hawkman's crest.
Hot girl's wings.
No, it's just, like, it doesn't even look like an eagle either. Like, what is that, a tongue in the middle?
Yeah. Eagles have tongues, right?
No, I know, but like normally your normal eagle picture is just
it doesn't have their tongue.
Do eagles have
it doesn't
tongue?
Have their tongue.
They
no.
do.
They literally have
birds
to make
have
a
tongues. They,
no,
have, they have a beak.
They don't have teeth. Though.
They have like a hard beak.
A beak. Their
they
beak
tear their prey apart.
Yes, he has a tongue.
But that was great.
Before they can call him Batman.
This should have saved him around. I've got my hammer of hope because it's shaped like Superman's. I don't know.
It's not an S. It stands for hope in my life.
Thundercats.
Hope means snapping people's necks. That would create hope.
They have to call in Hawkman before they can call in Batman.
Thief Hawkman.
They're just like, we need Batman. You need to come over.
My computer just throws it up. There we go. All right, number 47 is the Falcon.
Bird nest eater.
Birdmen are apparently the popular part of the low end.
We're gonna put all the DB Birdman in the
house. I've never been a big fan of Falcon, mainly because he's black.
What?
Just throwing it out there.
Gosh. I'm teasing. I'm joking.
You had a good sip of the Nazi coffee, didn't you?
I will say, he's just like a complete shadow of Captain America. Like, he doesn't do...
He doesn't really have powers, either. He just has a
wings. But what I'm saying is, he's always doing what Captain America's doing.
In the movies.
In the movies, that's what I'm... Because I didn't read the comic. I only see the movies based off the books!
He does become Captain America, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I know,
sense.
But he's always up his butthole.
In the comics, though!
On your left! Up the center!
He's on the center of your butthole!
He's going back to potty talk.
He's searching for a Johnny store!
He's in a room with four boys and one girl. That's probably what it is.
He's searching for the human
it's
torch.
It's locker room talk, okay?
Then I don't belong here.
Cap, I'm going in.
Put the wings away.
I'm searching for Johnny.
I can't hold it. I'm out of the script.
I found Bucky. Bucky's in there.
Where else would he be, Falcon?
Wait a minute. Remind me.
Basically Ant-Man for people who don't like Marvel comics.
Yes, I believe Ant-Man is on this list, though, as well. But yes, he can... I don't think he can grow large, though.
He can shrink himself subatomic, I'm pretty sure, is his power.
Well, he's called the Atom for a reason.
Yeah, so... pretty straightforward there.
Let's see. Big things off the comic small package is this super genius, diving the title from the Golden Age character Al Pratt, Ray Palmer... assumed the role after building a suit that allowed him to shrink to subatomic levels.
Boop.
So basically, he's the poor man's Ant-Man.
Yeah. where's you know, his suit shows no sign of any kind of technology that would shrink him. Like, mm-hmm. Where is that?
There's no belt or anything or
like
thing on his chest.
He shrinks his stomach.
Now, on the TV show, Legends of Tomorrow,
he has a
it's
fancy
a lot
suit.
More techie.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like a very robotic suit.
That does not, that just makes it look like he's got superpowers.
I've never heard of him, so why is he on
the floor? And his thighs are like triple the size of mine. How does that work?
He wants his butt to be popping. His booty on fleek.
When he shrinks his thighs, his butt gets bigger. It's the Kim Kardashian technology.
It's been patented.
He broke the DC universe.
Even the twig and my booty's gonna be big as a Titanic.
I want to be small, but with a really big booty.
Now I just picture him just like posting like selfies, like.
Do the duck face yeah. and stuff.
Leg day.
He broke the internet.
So I don't think the Adam should be on this list.
He's
not. Yeah. What I said.
Wildcat.
Now we're getting really estranged.
Number 45.
I've at least heard of Adam. Wildcat. No idea.
Possessing the gift of an iron fist allowed Ted Grant to suit up to take on crimes vigilante Wildcat. DC. Grant was once a world-class champion boxer. Due to shady underbelly sport, he found himself framed for the mentor's murder. He took on the role of vigilante. Now, like, clean the streets, clear his name. He's been a key member of the Justice Society and has trained many of the key members in hand-to-hand combat.
What's his name again?
Wildcat. The only thing I know about Wildcat is,
he's a YouTuber.
That's his voice. That's when you look at the picture of Wildcat, you come up with that voice.
Fear me, villains!
That's on.
Hairball!
He's just in the middle of a fight.
That's his special ability, and they slip on it.
Special move, hairball! Yeah!
Alright, Larry, what do you think of looking at Wildcat? What's one thing you could say?
He's got an 8-pack.
He wishes he was Black Panther, that's what.
I'm really bad at roasting.
Yes.
Like, he looks like he's got an 8-pack.
I can roast people, but not like superheroes. That's like, hard. Because they're like, in comic books, they're like...
You're so lame, I've never heard of you.
I've never heard of him.
Boom. So. There's your burn.
I've heard of Adam.
Be popular.
We can't because, show you, no, there you go. See the picture.
What is fancy cat
this
face?
This is another character that looks like he's on.
So, like, okay, so it's very easy to defeat this cat because all you have to do is cut his whiskers off.
Yeah.
He should be called the steroid cat.
You throw a yarn ball at him. He's gone.
Ooh, 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 laser.
And then just run it off.
Steroid Adam. Right?
Steroid atoms.
All the artists
or a cucumber.
Like extra abs.
Or yeah, they're just
cucumber. Did you see that video?
Like,
no. You haven't seen the cat?
The 12 pack.
Yeah, oh, it like freaks out.
Just, yeah, they're just eating and then they just like do a full front flip.
All
right. We were having three different discussions right
there.
So
much going on. That's how unimportant Wildcat is. Burn.
We were having a three-way of discussions.
For a minute.
I can get it off of
my phone. All right, yes. Good job, Larry. So that was what? He was 47?
Yeah.
He's old.
You need numbers next.
It's
above it. It's by the name.
Alright, the next one is the Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Black Canary. Yes.
I'm pretty blonde. Right?
45 was Wildcat, so we're on 44 right now.
We're speeding it up.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that's newer. That's from the
Arrow
show.
Arrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Brap, I'm pretty.
Brap. I think that.
Brap.
Oh yeah, no.
If you were gonna have a superhero name, would you want to be named after a bird?
Not the Black Canary, which were.
That's racist.
Shouldn't she be
nice.
Black?
No. You are just. That's
what?
Horrible.
That's what. Black Panther.
Well,
black.
Her suit's black.
Okay,
man.
Well, he's.
Okay, there you go.
Her suit's black. And if she was a white canary,
she
would be white.
There
she
is a white
canary.
She can be white.
She
can be
white. Oh, like, what's the deal with the Black Canary?
She has a canary crown.
I mean, come on! What's the deal?
What's the deal with the
Black Canary? What's
the
Black Canary? She's not black and she's not a canary!
If anybody's racist, it's Jerry Seinfeld, okay?
Larry,
come on, why doesn't you have any wings?
Hey, guys, Larry asked what the Black Canary's superpower is.
None, right? She's just
a
good fighter.
She has the canary cry.
Yeah, she just has what? Giant
she's
shock.
She's good at, she's got very, she can
so
scream.
She's like Songbird, kind of?
Yes. And it can like make
wait a minute, they did not
that.
Portray that in the show at all.
They do later on.
Well, see, I can
in the
X
Men.
Yeah, they do later on.
What show?
Sure. Arrow.
That's it. She could do what any other blonde white woman can do.
No, she's not an X Men. She's DC.
No, she's DC. Yes.
Black Canary.
Yeah.
So she could basically do what any other white woman can do and just be shrill
seduction.
And loud.
Seduction.
Ha! Take that. Burn. Roasted.
She's the basic bitch of DC.
She likes her pumpkin spice.
Roasted.
Yep.
Because she's a Nazi.
She likes a pumpkin spice.
Number 43, guys, is Catwoman.
Catwoman.
The shifty bird.
Women and cats.
What is it with that?
Do we?
What's up with cats?
What's the deal with cats and birds?
What's the deal with cats?
They don't want to be a bird, they're a cat.
Catwoman is responsible for the one of the worst superhero movies of all time.
Sorry, Halle Berry.
That's horrible.
That. Yeah, pretty awful. Pretty what is something you have to say about Catwoman?
I think she's a womanizer.
Catwoman's a womanizer?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to explain that.
Honestly, ladies.
She looks like a
baby. I don't know.
She causes too many love triangles. That's all I'm going to say.
She does like to cause chaos like a cat.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Pushing mugs off
what
a counter.
What were you going to say,
Avenger? While staring you dead in the eye. Oh, is this your favorite bat mug?
How dare you?
Smashing out the table. Sorry, Bruce. Was this your favorite? Oh, it was an accident.
I didn't care.
Was that your favorite picture of your parents?
All right, Larry, you got something about...
I brought you a dead bird. It was Black Canary.
She looks really mean. Like a bully.
She is. Yes, she is.
Yeah, well, I know she is, but
she's
like,
a villain, so she is a little bit of
in her
a bully.
Her spandex.
You can say it. Go ahead, say it. What does she really look like?
A bitch.
Oh, my God!
Whoa!
What just happened?
There it is, folks. We're tired of tiptoeing around it. Avenger just brought the truth.
Hang on, I think he's gonna die.
He might have just killed him with
it
that
was
outburst.
The duo of Evans and Larry at the same time. Did you guys hear what Larry said too?
No, what'd you say?
SL.
You didn't hear
that?
S-L-E-T.
Oh.
I feel awkward now.
Alright, that's it for Catwoman. I'll never get any better than that.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Moving on.
It's a good thing I didn't
Beast.
Do it. There's nothing beast. Wrong I can say about Beast.
Beauty and love. We go from beauty to the Beast.
Yes, Beast.
Yeah. Not beauty.
I can't say anything negative about Beast.
You love
He's
Beast
good.
Too much. I love
Hank
Beast.
McCoy. Dr. Inventor.
I like his personality.
Dr. Kelsey Grammer.
Dr. Grammer. Dr. Fraser Crane became the Beast after an accident on his radio show. I am Dr. Fraser Crane. I need to help the X-Men. Good night.
Do you think his hair, he has to, shave and trim every day? So he's, trimming in between his toes. He takes scissors
and,
dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
Monthly
he probably goes
room.
To, the barber shop.
he gets all mad. He's like a dog.
Like, he might eventually, there's always that one day where your dog sits in,
mud and gets caked in. Yeah.
Or gum. And you gotta, you gotta
I just picture Beast like, he's trying to scratch the gum out.
Yeah, Wolverine. All right, Bob, stay still.
Calm down, furball. Snick, snick.
He's just got peanut butter stuck on his nose.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think he eats his own throw up?
No, I just kind of. I picture like him doing something. He's inventing something, and he gets into a bowl of chocolate. And Professor X is like, Hank. Hank, and he goes crawls on the wall, and he's hiding there, pounding like a dog. Hank, what'd you do? Hank, come here, Hank.
Did you rip up that toilet paper?
Hank, did you duty on the mansion floor again? Hank.
Hank.
You're going to have to go in the kennel, Hank.
Do you think they love
Hank. Stank.
I don't know. We can always get out.
Invisible
Woman.
41?
40. 41, 40 maybe. Invisible Woman. Sue Storm.
The heartbreaker of the Fantastic Four.
That was good, Larry.
Babe.
I didn't hear it.
You can't see her. She's invisible.
There's nothing that we can say about it because I can't see.
It's like the picture blank. Is there nothing there?
Wow, she could easily get out of a one-night stand.
Well.
She just disappears.
You said PG-13, Avenger.
Sorry.
Ryan Leather.
The one who actually shot the around that age demographic.
This is the side of a country that I've never seen.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's watch out.
Yeah, let's just move that.
Because that would be very...
That's not as bad as...
That would be very expensive.
Right.
I knocked out his hat and I freaked out.
So after the Invisible Woman, we have The Thing.
The Thing.
Oh.
All the Fantastic Four, The Thing
He's
is my favorite.
He's got
He is, yeah, he's a big orange rock guy.
A lovable hug monster from Leancey Street.
That's pretty good.
It's clobbering time.
He's got that rocky butthole.
Have you ever seen rocks that are orange other than bricks?
Like,
no. like clay is orange, but it's not rock.
Susie.
What?
How does he get dirt in his
pants? I don't know. You know, you might be working hard, and it's like, he's
sweaty,
a rock.
So it's like mud in his pants?
Yeah, it's like... You think
Susie, can you wash my briefs again? Sorry,
and
Susie.
And then it's like, then
Robbie.
Like, what kind of punk goes after a blind girl? Like, he's a rock. He should know. Like, this girl's not going to want
that's
me.
That's the only one that's going to want him is a blind girl.
Yeah, but
ugly.
He should.
Look at him.
He's a jerk for doing that.
Like a rock.
Oh, like a rock.
He's a jerk for doing that.
He's the rock.
So you're saying he's in for dating a blind girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he should know, hey, I'm really damn ass ugly. And I shouldn't put this on this poor blind girl.
But that's who cares? So love's on the inside.
Screw Dr. Doom.
Like, seriously.
The thing is the real villain.
Like, seriously, because if you think about it, it's like
it's horrible
I don't
message.
Think he let her know at all that, hey, I can't fit on a toilet.
She's had to have felt his hand or touched his face.
Dirt in the living room. You gotta clean up after me. Like, you didn't go and tell her that. Or, hey, nothing's coming out of the rear end.
Except for Johnny Storm.
Johnny likes to crawl up into my rock butt sometimes. It's really weird.
Oh, geez.
He says something about eating hot pepper.
He says it's clobbering time and he disappears from
the house. Do you think when the thing poops, he's like, it's clobbering time!
Bust the toilet.
Number 39 is Black Widow.
Black Widow, baby! I'm gonna kill you! I'm stinking crazy!
I've never been a big fan of Black Widow.
I love Black Widow.
Yeah.
And like the Avengers.
Yeah.
No, you love Scarlett Johansson.
I love Scarlett
Johansson. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Tom likes to watch Scarlett Johansson eat string cheese.
I have lots of sympathy.
All right, you got me on that one.
Black Widow, I don't really know. I mean,
what do you have sympathy for?
Well,
she's Russian.
What?
She had to wait in bread lines and deal with communism. So sorry.
Alcoholism.
Natasha Romanoff.
My life was not good.
She's always
drowned my sorrows in the vodka.
What?
The Russians didn't kill the Jews?
Oh, that's
that was
she's not Nazi. She's
see, that's
right.
The alternate version. The alternate Marvel Universe. Where Russia tried to take over the world.
Yeah,
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
It's
Hitler.
She's
and Hitler
she's
tried to stop Putin.
Cold War. I'll just say it right now.
Yeah, it's all her fault.
It's all Natasha Romanoff's fault.
She killed the wrong person at the wrong time.
Iron Fist is number 38 on the list. He has a power fist that is all flamed up.
He charges
his
chi.
No, see, what I don't get is, wasn't he supposedly trained by monks?
Yeah, yes. In a secret order.
He looks like
and he's fighting.
Like
and
it's like Shaolin monks. They discipline themselves by using martial arts.
His outfit kind of looks
like for self-defense.
What does his outfit look like?
And yet, did those bad guys ever hurt him? Huh? Did they ever go and say, I'm going to hurt him?
$20 is $20, right?
What is going on?
I'm a hero for hire. I got to do what I get.
All right, Larry. So you said his outfit looks like a monk outfit. Yeah,
that's
his headband.
Those look like
so
from...
she's saying no. What she's really trying to say is he's a terrorist.
Yeah,
that she's considering his mask a turban.
What do you think of Iron Fist Avenger?
He looks like
I'm gonna destroy the building with my fist.
It's the Mickey terrorist.
The Iron Mickey fist.
Terror. Of terror. It works for Al Qaeda.
Oh, Luke Cage. Oh, I've been hired by Al Qaeda. Oh boy, Luke Cage. Oh. Do you know? Have you seen the president? I have to protect him.
He's the only one who can punch through the Ben Grimm's Rocky Butter.
Minnie! Pluto!
Number 37 is Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Clint Barton. Clint Barton.
He stole Hawkeye's eyes.
He stole Hawkman's
eyes?
That's why... Hawkman stole his eyes. It's another thing he stole.
He's just
stealing from the white man.
Hawkman,
I don't know where I was going with that.
That was gonna get really racist.
That's why I cut that right there.
Hawkeye got stolen by Hawkman.
Yeah, his eyes.
His eyes and the first
and the name. And then he stole the bat.
Why
the bat
purple?
Axe.
You think? Why purple? Why did he pick purple? You think of like hawk, you think of like black.
Brown,
maybe,
dark brown.
Red.
I think he was sitting down with his wife and kids one day and they were talking about the remodel. They were talking about paint.
What color
like,
should
oh,
my
what
suit?
Should the kid, what should the daughter's room be? You know,
Purple. They splashed a little bit of paint on him. He was like, oh. This
yeah, he was wearing his suit. You know, he wore a workout suit, so he was wearing it.
He got two
shades of purple. I don't know how that worked out, but. Yeah.
Purple on purple, bro.
Even the bow. He must have been using his bow.
Hey.
PG-13.
He said.
Monkey
fart.
I was hoping he was going to die in the last Avengers.
You were hoping for that?
Yes.
I wanted him to get slammed in the ground by Vision.
Yes, we're on the same page. Number 36 is Nightwing.
Night Chicken Wing.
Daddy issues.
Lots of daddy issues, lots of mama issues.
Who hasn't?
Bruce, why won't you love me?
Bruce! I don't love you anymore. Get out of my life. Why did you say that name? Why did you say Martha? Where's Rachel?
I don't know, Dad.
She's not in Bloodhaven. I don't know.
She's in my room.
Why does he carry sticks, you think?
Is it Scream of Sticks?
Because that's what his dad beat him with.
Bruce
beat him with sticks.
You learn better. You must be faster.
I think those are used for something else.
These are my only friends.
Larry said that he names his sticks.
Jeff and Charles. Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you with Jeff, then I'm gonna hit you with
JC.
Jeff. Hit you with Jeff, hit you with Jeff.
Combo.
Bruce used to beat me like this. Have you seen the way they portrayed him in the game? I think he's even crying in the game.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've always seen Dick Grayson as kind of a crybaby.
He's kind of a dick.
Grayson.
Good play on words there.
Well, granted, his family was murdered. I'll get him some dang
slack. One day
slack.
When Bruce was beating me in the back with
yes.
the sticks,
no.
I named them Jeff and Charles. So every time they hit me, I'll be like, I get hit by Jeff now.
I'm so close. Jeff and Charles are always there for me.
They left a mark on
me. They hit me because they love me.
Bruce said it was out of love.
Oof.
Keeping it in the family. Number 35 is Batgirl. That is a very provocative picture of Batgirl.
Well, she did have a thing for Batman.
Apparently.
According to the Killing Joke movie,
yes.
Well,
oh, never mind.
They're not siblings.
Never mind.
That would be even weirder.
That'd be like,
Nightwing and Batgirl have a thing in the comics. So
and then, then Tim Drake and Batgirl.
Thing. Batgirl gets around.
She
likes
this.
Red Robin.
She still has her legs in this picture.
They should call her.
She's a leg up on her old self.
She gets paralyzed later on.
Yeah.
She becomes the Oracle.
I was trying to make that joke that you made.
From The Matrix?
She gets weird.
She wakes up and she's not in Gotham
she's
anymore.
From The Matrix?
No.
Yep.
There's a character named Oracle in The Matrix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Neo and them go to. Oh, and they bend the spoon?
That's why her legs aren't working. She took the blue pill. Just
She took half a blue pill.
They should call her Bat Cycle instead of Batgirl. Because she gets
Why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want that? Rocket launcher?
Why wouldn't she just be
quick,
like a BMX?
To the Bat wheelchair!
Quick to the Bat chair! Here, sit on my lap!
Oh my gosh.
Holy
no, 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 no. Work in the front. I'll put my tags up.
Moving on, number 34 is from The Watchmen.
Rorschach.
I don't know a whole lot about The Watchmen.
Rorschach, it looks like he's wearing poop stained underwear for his mask.
No, I think literally, he goes from villain to villain. He's like, I need a new stain. Poop on my face. Wear my mask as underwear.
He's just dropped underwear for all his victims.
And then after, I'm going to beat you up.
No, this is what he does.
You want your poop stain on my face.
He literally beats the poop out of him and puts it on.
That's like his mark.
But what do you think of when you look at Rorschach, Larry?
Say he looks like poop.
He looks like,
like an ink.
No.
Like an ink block
I'm
test.
I'm the mature person.
Yeah, you mean like that.
That's
you
what a Rorschach
he
test
looks like,
is.
What's his face?
The Rorschach ink blot test.
Why would he wear that as a face though?
It literally it like morphs and changes.
The guy with no face.
What?
Yeah. So like you know it's kind of mesmerizes his opponents.
Got the girl to stab her best friend.
Slenderman.
Slenderman.
No. Man.
He does look like, a little bit like Slenderman.
Yeah. Now that you mention
he looks
it.
Like the question.
No.
He looks like a Dalmatian.
No.
Slenderman.
Like what if he took off his mask and it was no nose?
That's a whole long story.
I don't know.
He met this guy one time and he didn't have a nose.
He literally was trying to camouflage the fact he didn't have a nose with a band-aid.
Wait, so he was Voldemort?
He was Voldemort.
He literally
was
like Voldemort.
Yeah, like it's a whole circle of this person.
So Rorschach has poop stain mask.
Poop stain.
Number 33, he should not even be on this list because he's also a DB and a crybaby loser. Scott Summers, a.k.a. Cyclops.
He likes hot.
Like, I can only kill things that I love, bro!
I was thinking more of like...
He's like the Terminator.
His rays are like tears.
It's so bright!
He's just like hot.
My brother's dead!
He's just constantly crying.
He is.
Like,
yeah.
He's
like Darth
if you
Vader.
Think about it, even in the cartoons, he's like, even in the picture, he's always gritting his teeth. And it's like,
it probably hurts.
He's probably pooping at the same time.
He's every
single time.
Okay,
new mask.
Okay, this needs to be like potty talk. It needs to be named
it
potty
is.
Talk.
Like,
all
like
it's
seriously,
about.
Can you imagine
the
like,
50 Shades of Poop?
I'd love to see that.
What if the rays like that would suck? Like you know, in Deadpool, how they like were creating mutants
by
and everything like that,
putting them through these like
yeah, right.
Basically,
so, like,
killing
what
them?
If your power was the rays? Like you had a powerful ray, and it only came out of your butt.
Oh my god.
Like, how would you rain? How would you aim? How would you aim?
Poopic blast!
But you'd have to have a mirror set up.
No.
He puts like
no.
mirrors in his suit.
So, like, pew, pew, pew. So, something I always think of Cyclops is from X2 from the X-Men movie. And when Jean Grey dies, they think she dies, and he's sobbing in the plane. Right?
Yeah.
Like he's got snot coming out of his nose.
Ew.
Yeah.
Just a whining little baby. Because he's pooping.
I can't see anybody. Number 32.
Everybody's red.
So,
32. Everybody's red skull. Kill them.
32 on the list is the Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
He really knows how to
Which
shred.
One?
He's just a wannabe tick. Seriously, Tick is so
the
much
tick
cooler
is awesome.
Than him.
Tick is awesome.
Tick is so much cooler than him.
Boo.
Yes, I agree.
Who knows how to shrink?
You stay out of this. He's talking to the toilet. I love the live action series.
I miss the cartoon.
No, I love the live action series that was on. That was only like 8 episodes, but it's so funny and stupid, and it's more adult related too.
The new one?
There's the one. Yeah, there's the one either on Amazon or Hulu.
They're supposed to make a new one.
It is.
They're
working on it right now.
Yeah.
It's a TV
man,
show.
Awesome.
I think it's a Hulu or
Amazon
exclusive.
Can't wait.
I hope they keep the same type of humor.
Number 31 is Superboy. Superboy is actually a clone.
Yeah, he's a clone.
Of Superman and Lex Luthor, Larry.
Ooh, weird. So
I know
like
this because I watched Young Justice.
Yes.
Why Lex Luthor? He has hair, though.
Did they have enough hair?
Lex Luthor had hair in the original
comics. So is he good?
Not no more.
He struggles. He's more good.
Superman and Lex Luthor had an affair, and this is
their
child.
Their love child.
That's their love child.
Their impossible love child. Is it Clark?
More
is it Lex?
No, it's
Clark or Lex or Lois?
Plus, I'm a teenager and everything is exemplified!
Wow!
Lois, Lois, tell me you made me! Tell me! Tell me you love me! I'm a teenager with heightened emotions! My daddies don't love me!
We're not picking on you! Just teenagers as a whole!
I'm in a glass.
Because he is.
I'm in a glass filled with emotions.
I'm a fortress solitude of emotions.
If you could see the death glares we're getting from Avenger and Larry right now.
No, I'm totally okay with it.
I've
got that Cyclops deck.
That's why I really.
Why are you uncomfortable with the conversations?
We're talking about like poop and stuff.
Poop is like the only thing.
Well, at least we didn't say slut.
Is it a B word?
It's true.
Hey, Madman said it like 50 times. And
like, no. He said the D word.
I'm a bad influence.
On a different episode, Matt wouldn't stop saying the B word.
Mine wasn't that bad.
Number 30, guys.
Speaking of the S word, it's Supergirl, who's the basic B of DC Comics.
No, I love
she
her.
Is pretty basic.
The Supergirl show, I would have to say, though, is amazing.
Like, I gotta watch it.
Of Superboy now?
No.
And Lois Lane,
Supergirl.
And Lex Luthor.
So
Lois Lane
Supergirl,
is, cousin
Lois Supergirl is the cousin of Kal-El. Her name is Kor.
So she's a clone of Kal-El.
Kara. Kara Zor-El, and he's Kal-El. She's not a clone. No,
you heard it's
so her
she's
his cousin. So her hair is cloned then? She's not a clone.
She's got
wait,
super
no,
hair.
Her outfit's cloned then.
Yes, we could say her outfit is cloned.
Well, who
except
her,
for
from
the
this
bottom.
Picture,
except
whatever left of it.
Superman.
Superman wore a skirt.
Oh yeah, every
oh,
day
yeah. And he
when no one's it. Looking.
Do you think? Do you think that what she drinks coffee like? Pumpkin
oh,
spice
definitely
lattes.
Pumpkin spice to vanilla
she's
lattes.
Like, she's that undercover Nazi.
We've talked about this, Larry. Pumpkin spice, hashtag pumpkin spice, never more.
P.S. I
so,
hate
okay,
you.
Then the pumpkin spice is cloned.
He's stuck
okay.
On his
cloned. The pumpkin spice is
cloned. Who's the real dad here? I don't know.
Who's real anymore?
Are we all cloned?
Is Batman even real?
Not really roasting.
We're
just making
fun
of them.
That's what roasting is.
Wait a minute.
But this is like
I've
not...
got it. Batman was cloned.
Batman is a clone, yes.
The pumpkin spice is strong with this one.
All right, guys. So we're not roasting these characters, Larry says. So we're going to let Larry roast
no.
Luke Cage.
Nope, I'm good.
All right, Larry.
I'll
you're up on the podium and roast Luke Cage.
I'll take the chicken.
Luke Cage is number 29.
Okay.
Sweet Christmas. Christmas.
I am not racist in any ways. But they're really portraying him as a slave right there.
They, you are correct.
Wow.
In the show, they
he's
actually make a comment. They have he puts on the outfit, so he breaks out of
the
prison,
chamber, yeah,
and he's got the cuffs on and the helmet, and then he puts on like a yellow shirt and blue pants he finds in a car, and he's like, "Sweet Christmas." I look like a slave that just escaped or something.
No, he
like
said
that.
He looks. This looks ridiculous.
But he says something about a slave. He
does
really
he?
Does, yeah.
I gotta watch it again. I thought he was just like this looks ridiculous.
And then he looks like he has Captain Hook's shoes. Like
he does.
He does.
Pirate
yeah.
boots.
Captain
that's
boots.
Like cliche
shoes.
Superhero
well,
boots.
The picture
like,
looking at he's got a
and
chain
the 90s
around
and the
80s. Then he's got the cuffs.
Like,
he stole the chain from Ghost Rider.
Did he really?
No.
Oh. I thought you were pulling some, like, deep comic knowledge.
No.
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 Oh, the train is really from 1965. Back in the old...
It's a clone of the original train that shoot the Titanic. And the anchor from
it's
the Titanic.
The anchor chain.
This was the chains they used to slave bonds back in the 1650s. And he's using it to make
it
mockery
so
of the white man.
I'm not gonna say it.
Number 28 is Spawn.
I can't talk that. No, nope.
Spawn.
A hero
is
that
awesome.
Has not really been talked too much about lately.
Spawn
much.
Is the poor man superhero.
I'm not talking
the
about
poor man
poor.
Superhero.
I like
him. He's
I
the
like
slave him. Owner of
I like my Spawn.
He's the zombie superhero.
Like Spawn is from a kind of more of an independent.
I thought it was Dark Horse.
Yeah, but Dark Horse started more as an independent.
You're right. Now it's more like in
it's
your face.
A little bit more mainstream now. They don't have any huge.
There's rumor of a new movie.
Hellboy.
Yeah, I guess.
It's Hellboy's love child.
Hellboy, Spawn.
So he's a clone of Hellboy.
Yeah. Because he's from hell. And then and Superman. That's why he looks normal.
I never got into Spawn. I always thought he was kind of.
I saw the movie when I was like 10, 11.
I love
like,
the artwork.
This is so embedded. It's too intense. It is dying. It's blood. I feel so young.
He looks like he used to be a slave owner with that, those chains.
No, they're chains.
Well, he was supposed to be the slave of Satan.
He was
a mercenary.
That's why he has the chains.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm the slave of Satan! Is that his catchphrase? Spawn, the slave of Satan!
You can't protect Corrin!
I am the
Spawn's coming after him.
I am the Spawn.
Number 27 is Storm. This is the black section of the list, apparently.
But technically, Spawn was black.
He was
a mercenary and he got killed.
He was black in the movie.
Yeah, he's a black guy. And then he got murdered by his teammates.
Cage, Spawn, and now Storm.
Storm.
So, you know.
Storm was always my first real black superhero crush.
He's got a thing for those black girls.
So you have nothing negative to say?
Not really.
I always wondered about Storm. Like. Yeah, she can do all the intimidating, like, scary storms. But, like, what if... Does she ever need to use, like, the light sprinkle power? Like, you know what I mean?
My tomatoes are dying!
No, she's got a farm in her backyard right now. She doesn't rely on God for the weather. She creates it.
No, she just... Whenever she's sad, she literally just rains upon the earth.
Her water bill has to be like
broke
zero.
Up with Black Panther.
She doesn't
use the water to take a shower. She just, you know,
she just naked in a field.
Yeah, she doesn't even use the rainbow power like to create rainbows.
Double rainbows.
Double rainbow.
It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. Whoa. What does it mean?
Do you think there's like a storm going on in her head?
An emotional storm?
My name's Storm because I'm a storm of emotions.
I'm in a storm
I'm in a
of
hurricane
emotions.
Of emotions.
What do you think about Storm, Larry?
I like her.
Okay, no, on a serious...
On
a serious thought, though, like, she is the reason behind Wizard of Oz.
She took what?
Dorothy Gale is taking all the attention in this town. God.
Storm saved those munchkins.
She killed him.
She dropped that house right on the wiki.
I don't know why Moon Knight is on this list, but number 26 is Moon Knight.
A buttload of Moon Knight comics.
Moon Knight,
I have not read one. I don't know who he is.
I love Moon Knight. It's a waste of your time.
He's like the crazy psychopath Batman.
Like, we should do a video of us.
He's basically the poor man's Batman.
He's literally the poor man's Batman. And he's also like schizophrenic and stuff.
Granted mystical powers from the Egyptian moon god Khorushu, Mark Spector's natural fighting abilities became synonymous with the phases of the moon. Being already skilled in hand-to-hand combat, as well as various weaponry, makes Moon Knight an ideal vigilante, yet his psychological instabilities make it difficult for him to trust.
So just picture Batman, but sociopathic.
Powered by the moon.
What's that? Who's there? Rachel!
I just picture him just like... You remember Little Nicky?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, remember timer's going off. It's time for my medication.
Remember Little Nicky? You remember when he turns good?
Yeah.
And like starts turning into an angel.
Release the awesome.
That's just what I picture Moon Knight doing with moonlight. Just like, I'm going to release the moonlight.
I'm going to cook some calming moonlight cheese.
So Popeye's chicken.
By the power of the moon.
The power of the moon compels you.
Awesome.
And poop joke. Full moon.
Number 25 is the Spectre.
The first thing that comes to word here is
Dr.
the Sphincter.
The Sphincter.
The Spectre's a ghost, right?
Which is not always in my buttholes. There's multiple
sphincters
in your body.
All forces, he deems pure evil.
You have your pyloric sphincter, which attaches your stomach to your small intestine. Your cardiac sphincter, which
no,
I know.
Sphincter.
Sphincter.
We're not
sphincter.
Saying
sphincter,
no,
gentlemen.
The sphincter.
Sphincter.
He's a ghost. If I had his powers,
we need ghosts.
I would
literally
go
a ghost.
Behind people and like do the.
Patrick Swayze thing.
So, wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute. Like, is he the ghost from Ghost?
So he is Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he is Patrick.
Yes, he's Patrick.
So he died.
Oh, they based it off the movie?
Nice.
Okay, now who is he?
So basically what happens was Patrick Swayze was a bouncer, and he died, and his girlfriend Demi Moore gave him superpowers and became Spectre.
There
right?
We go.
Is that what happened?
Sphincter.
The Sphincter.
All right, we're starting to get to the good stuff now.
Silver.
Number 24 is the Silver Surfer.
I don't want to talk about the Silver Surfer because he's second rate. Where's the Gold Silver Surfer, man? Everybody wants to be the Gold Surfer.
Actually,
Diamond Surfer.
Silver.
Yeah. Platinum Surfer.
Silver's down. Like, you're not going to get very much money.
Oh, dang. We just get economical on your
money.
Like,
I want to know, what is he surfing on?
A surfboard.
No,
he's surfing on himself. He just makes, like, matter comes down from
the like cosmic waves.
Him. Like his own matter?
Yeah.
Like, so he's pooping.
No, it's excess skin. So he's, like, melting a layer of skin off.
He's shedding, like, a snake and skating on it.
Yeah.
So.
That's weird.
He's a clone.
I'm doing a clone.
He's a clone of himself.
Like, that's the surfboard, is it's a clone of himself. That makes so much sense.
He's just planking through space.
It's like his name should be the Planker.
What do you think of
the Silver Planker?
Silver away!
It's Larry's guy.
Get your foot out of his mouth.
Like a surfer that got like turned into silver.
Some awesome waves when all of a sudden this like pile of silver came on me.
And then
I was like, I
want
to go to space, bro. So I was in space, and I hit these gnarly waves around Jupiter. It was pretty rad, bro.
Those rings around Jupiter, bro.
Then I saw the sphincter.
I was like, whoa.
Whoa, dude, you did sphincter.
That's gnarly, bro.
Whoa, you're so gnarly.
Number 23 is Captain Marvel.
What is she captain of?
Marvel.
Feminism.
No, she runs.
And then why is she in Marvel?
She runs Marvel Comics.
Her costume's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
She's like All-America lady,
I've
though.
Got stars on my chest and a star on my belt and my hands are burning.
Do you like my feminine sash around my hip?
My hip.
And my go-go boots. Hip-hop anonymous.
Number 22 is Martian Manhunter.
More black.
Another job that went to some aliens. American jobs are being lost to green aliens every day.
He's in the Supergirl.
He is in Supergirl. I got choked up a couple times in Supergirl with him. It's pretty amazing.
It's a sad backstory.
It was a very sad backstory.
I didn't watch it. But like, is he hunting men?
Yeah. He's Martian, and he hunts men.
What does he do with
them? He's an assassin.
He's like Elmer Fudd. He just walks around, boom. I'm hunting men.
I think I saw a rabbit.
I think I saw a Rachel.
Be very, very quiet.
What do you think about Martian Manhunter, Larry?
I like him.
That's Larry's roast.
I like you.
I like you. I like him in the TV show, but I don't know about the comic books.
Butterflies and rainbows.
That awkward. Okay, now we got. Hey, look, it's Benny on a Cabbage Patch.
Yes! Number 21 is Bender Schnooken.
Cuddle Bunket. Cuddle Bunket.
His name is Hubert Cumberdale.
Better known as Doctor Strange or Bumbly Bush Crispy Pants.
Yeah.
That sounds like from SpongeBob.
Mr. Bandage Hands. Sorry, too soon.
Dr. Stephen Strange is everywhere right now.
Yeah.
I've never seen so much Dr. Strange in your face and eyes and.
Yeah, because it was not really anything until now.
Now that he's
so
bustly pants.
Strange how much they're stranging it.
Stranger things, bro.
Stranger things.
So he created Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's the one reason why.
He's the director.
He wrote it.
He wrote it.
What
so
do you
he's.
Think of
he created the demo.
He's number 12.
I'm 12.
So wait a minute.
What's up with his outfit?
He's a clone.
He's just wearing a dress.
No, wasn't he raised
like
by monks too?
Star Wars.
No, he was a surgeon. And then
he got in a car accident.
You can't see Dr.
was in Nepal, so it was very cold.
Angle, he looked like,
and so he had to put on like 20 layers.
Buzz Lightyear's villain.
Zerg.
Zerg.
From my angle.
That's right. You are so. You are so right. It's Zerg.
That's what it is.
He's a clone of Zerg.
That's what happened.
He was made in a toy factory.
So what we're gonna do real quick is everybody's going to do a Benedict Cumberbatch name.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready, Larry?
I don't know the whole backstory behind
it. So you just put like a B word and then CB.
BCB, yep.
BCB.
Yep, so like, oh, somebody else, so Lee, I almost called you Levi because your name tag. Tommy Two Stars will go first.
Biscuit Cookie Butter.
What? Biscuit Creeper?
Biscuit Cookie Butter. I don't know.
Okay,
biscuit
all right.
That was not bad.
That sounds really good. Where is it?
All right, Tommy Two Stars, your turn.
Butthole Crispy Monkey.
Okay. Avenger?
Brussels Sprout Cookie Bunch.
Okay. We like cookies today. All right.
Cookies and poop, apparently.
Oh, let me just put some thoughts into this one.
Put some thoughts in
my
mind.
I'm going to go with Bubble Butt. Customer
bubble
Service.
Butt, bubble Butt. Customer Service.
Like a shop.
I just picture like a really sassy black lady. Just like, you ain't gonna be coming up here customer service. If you don't know what you want, you get away from my desk.
Big Toe Cornhole Scrub.
There you go.
Alright, number 20 is Green Arrow, Oliver Queen.
The rich man's Hawkeye.
He wants to hide in the shadows, so he wears bright green.
He wants to be smart. The very best
smart.
Night. Never was.
What is that hand motion you got going on right there? Leviticus.
Green Viper.
Hiding in the shadows.
As like a chameleon? That's what it is. Green Arrow thinks he has chameleon powers.
I'm hiding
Maybe
in this tree.
Maybe that's what it is. Well, I mean, he grew up in the trees, so.
Like a monkey.
I know he didn't really grow up in the trees.
He's Tarzan.
It's like, it's like Mowgli.
He's on an island with a bunch of trees.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty much like Mowgli.
Yeah. It's just, he just learned how to
Except
shoot a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Number 19 is Shazam.
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 I'm super now.
A boy who turns into a man when he says a magic word.
So he's Tom Hanks.
Kind of creepy.
Or is he a clone of Tom Hanks?
Oh, weird.
He went to the Zoltar, and then Billy whatever.
It's a creepy picture.
Zoltan.
What is Zoltan?
That's the end of the world,
Zoltan
bro.
Zoltan.
It's from Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, really? I've never seen Dude, Where's
oh,
My Car.
Oh, you gotta watch Dude,
oh,
Where's
My
Car.
Gosh.
And Anchorman.
Oh,
and all
man.
The good stuff.
We're gonna have to have movies with Mattman.
Yeah, well, that's what
we
need.
No,
there's so many movies you haven't seen.
Movies
Number
18
games. Is Professor X.
His only weakness.
Hey, I think we should give him a standing novation.
Why are you giving him a standing ovation?
Because he can't
stand!
You can't stand these jokes, can you?
Yes. Deep Fried Geeks don't make fun of handicapped people. Okay, that's
you already made fun of Barbara Gordon.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Number 17 is Aquaman.
Not the Russian.
Where's Barnacle Boy?
Mermaid Man of Barnacle Boy. Alright, that's good.
And they're using old people.
Alright, let's make fun of more handicaps. Daredevil is number 16.
I see what you're laying down there.
Oh my god, you guys! So messed up!
But Matt Murdock can't see it, apparently. Okay.
I guess size doesn't matter.
Someone's gotta lay down the law in this scenario.
Boom! That was good, too. What were you gonna say, Larry?
Okay. Never mind.
Number
killer in a red suit.
Number 15 is Thor.
He looks like he's extremely constipated there.
The only person who could talk about someone else's beard and still be manly. Yeah. My Odin's beard!
Increase those obese bees.
What is this snowball in the center?
What is this magic relic you have here that you speak to?
This magic relic.
Number 14, guys, is Wolverine, Bob.
Oh,
man. Snick, snick, Bob.
What
the barber of the Marvel Universe.
Dude, Sweeney Todd.
I am
the
so
deep wind barber of
Whip excited for Logan.
We're not... yes.
I'm
the
just,
poster is
I'm,
pretty amazing.
I know we're not talking about it, but I just wanted to say it.
Larry, you got something to roast Wolverine on?
He's fat and he's ugly.
Oh.
Ouch. All right, wow. straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
You're short, and nobody likes you, and everything you love dies.
If you, I don't know
just like draw, Batman.
What this, like, power, what this claws, he'd be like a cat person.
He'd be a cat person?
Like, he'd, like, work at...
Pet Smart.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there in the adoption window.
Be in the cat area and play with cats. And I have like the little wall castle thing and be scratching.
He lives in like a cat house.
Serious question. Do you think he gets paid for any of those commercials for the Wolverines?
Maybe.
Or wait, no, I'm thinking of Badgers. Honey Badgers. Sorry, wrong.
Wolverine don't give it. Either.
Yeah, I think he would be a lawnscape guy. That would be his profession.
I'm Wolverine. Edward Scissorhands? This message.
Is he his cousin? No, yes. He's a
clone. He's a clone.
Oh, hey, Tom, guess what? You're excited right now because number 13, he's your favorite superhero.
Me?
Incredible Hulk.
Hulk.
Hulk smash beauty list.
Hulk not like being made fun of.
Hulk. He's green and ugly.
The green giant radioactive poop monster?
Yeah, like...
Does that
okay, does he go to the bathroom when he turns into the Hulk?
Probably.
Like, he's so enraged. No, think about it. He's so enraged that it's just like... Oops.
Well, Levi, that depends.
Like, he probably... Yeah, but that would rip, too. He would have to have, like, an extra,
right
extra large...
Extra reinforced. Heavy duty.
It's steel with a little bit of cushion.
Except if it just takes like a half a lamb and just puts on a steel plate.
Number 12.
Deadpool.
It's Deadpool.
Kind of wrinkly, isn't he?
Burn.
Yeah.
Oh, double burn.
Oh. Triple burn.
Burn.
Sucky comic book character.
Yeah, but he was.
Took a petition to make him a superhero movie.
Yeah, that too.
I really want to see that, but, you know.
He looks like Freddy Krueger. He's so ugly.
It's awful. It's not very good at all. Right, guys?
What, yeah,
it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
I know you guys are lying.
No, it's bad.
I am the all-seeing one.
Deadpool's pretty lame. I think I've talked about this before. I think Deadpool's overrated.
Yeah.
Because he's the hip-hop popular thing right now.
Well, now, yes. Before the movie?
Wants to jump in the pool.
And the only reason is because Ryan Reynolds is so beautiful and I want to take him out on a date with some flowers.
I
want to
have his babies.
Like, get a couple candles, put them on, like, a nice steak dinner, like, really, like, New York steak.
Like, look rare.
Rare, you know, have
a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine, yeah.
Sparkling water.
Yes, have creme brulee for...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then
we
feed
it to each
other. What would you guys do after the date, you think?
Oh, we would totally go down by the river.
Okay. Would you
and
like,
don't
would,
stop.
Like, would you try to hold his hand on the first
We're gonna
day?
Go down by the river
in a van.
I've got Deadpool, I've got a van down by the river.
Alright, number 11 is Robin.
The Boy Wonder.
Yep.
The Boy Wonder.
Some more parent issues going on here.
A lot of daddy issues.
Yeah.
Lots of daddy issues for Robin. I think that's all we can say about Robin.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Green Lantern.
The Spandex Man.
I think that would be one of my favorite powers to have, is to have the ring, because you can make anything.
A fashionista? Is that what you want to be?
Yes, you can make a nice, pretty green dress.
The ultimate accessory.
Well, what about, like...
But it's see-through, remember?
See, you can't do anything with it. So, like, if I wanted to make a Whopper or something...
You can't eat the green Whopper.
So, then what's the use?
Machine guns. You can shoot people with the machine guns.
Yeah, but it's all like
you'd be the
holographic, isn't it?
It still would hurt him, though.
Yeah, but is it a pinch?
It's
or
not.
A poke?
It's not like he's making Tupac with his ring.
I'm gonna bring Tupac back from the dead.
Let's make this show alive. Green Lantern light. Yeah. Tupac light.
Hashtag Tupac never died.
Why is Tupac green?
Tupac.
Number 9, Mr. Fantastic.
Number 9?
Mr. Elastic.
What else do you think is stretchy about Mr. Fantastic?
His ego.
Something down low.
You think his hair can stretch?
His hair can stretch. His
that would be
feet
awesome.
Can stretch.
It's not Liz,
which
it's
means
Liz.
His socks can stretch.
Wait a minute. Like, do you think his...
I think his whole
his
body
limbs?
Can... Everything can stretch.
Just
so...
Limbs.
No, because
he
can contort
his face. He can alter his appearance, his face and his chest.
So,
but his hair is dead, so there's no way... hair follicle, like, your hair is dead, so he can't move.
Like, if
so
I
are the
him,
outermost three so layers of your skin, or nine layers of your skin.
I,
but he's still stretching that bad boy right out there.
When I was younger, I really
I'm pretty sure the ninth most layer is the stratum germinativum, which is the outermost dead layer of your skin, of the epidermis.
When I was younger, I...
He needs to help me study for my medical terms class. So I have a test tomorrow.
I really loved
Dark
the movie.
Ooh, I can do it.
When I was really trying to tell a story right now, guys.
You love the movie.
When I was younger.
When I was a lad.
I really liked.
When I was a young boy, my father, he took me to the movies.
To see,
see the stretchy
that's
man.
My song.
Sorry.
I really liked.
That man can really stretch out his peepee.
What movie were you watching? And why would your daddy bring you to that?
Leviticus has to always bring it back to poop talk today. It's always farts and poop.
And
it's either you or two.
Because I have a daughter, I can't really.
She doesn't get him yet. He's tried. He's tried.
I try.
She Once she gets it. Older, you can.
Number seven is the Black
African-American
Panther.
Here we go again. Matt being racist.
I said Black Panther.
African-American panda.
It's a whole different animal. That'd be awesome.
A panda?
That, it's just like a lazy superhero, just eats bamboo, shoots all day. Man. Oh, we're going to fight stuff?
No, no it's Paul. That's what it is.
It's Kadoosh.
Do you guys like Black Panther?
He's boring to me. Yeah. I remember watching the old school movie. That was kind of fun.
He's a king, and he's got superpowers.
Yeah. So
that's
really
it. Yeah, he's strong.
Number
than normal.
Six is Captain
he
America.
He has this heart-shaped herb that he puts in his body somehow, or puts it on his skin and makes him stronger, increases his reflexes, and he's faster.
Marijuana.
Number six is Cap.
No.
Oh.
That makes him chill.
Number six is Cap.
Why
Cap?
Number six?
Hey, that's
Cap.
My friend.
Well, we didn't make this list.
Captain
huh?
America. Yeah, because he's lame.
Captain.
He wears red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
My name is Captain Underpants, and I like to wear my underpants on my underhead pants.
My head's got wings on it.
America is not great anymore, apparently.
This will be Trump man in a few years.
So
let's make Captain America great again.
Lame. What do you think Captain America would think of Donald Trump?
He'd throw a shield at me, then just get him off the stage.
He'd make a wall with a shield.
Jump over this, Trump! He's a giant Boy Scout, right?
Yep.
Captain America, pretty lame. Doesn't want to cuss. People who don't want to cuss are not cool, right?
Did you guys hear that?
Sure.
Did anyone hear what Tony just said?
No.
Cursing.
What do you think of Captain America, Larry?
He's beautiful.
He's a goody little two-shoes.
Goody two-shoes America.
I think... I don't know what to say about him. I just don't... I'm not
blue.
A big fan of him.
Yeah, there's more blue than anything.
No,
you were pretty upset that he was ranked number six, though.
Yeah, but still, like, number six. Like, I'm not, like, a super big fan, but, like, he's popular, and...
The six out of 50, though.
Yeah. Wait till you see who's next.
He's
so number five is Wonder Woman. I think
Wonder
that's
Woman!
You gotta have one woman in the top 10, right? Or the feminists would get mad.
They probably would have to.
Yeah.
They're all gonna get triggered.
Oh, they're all gonna get triggered.
How dare you assume my wonder gender?
So, how did her jet become invisible? That's what I wanna know.
No. She smeared Invisible Woman's blood all over it.
Because really, women can't be super. And so that's why it's invisible, because they're saying that. This character doesn't really exist because women are not spectacular at all.
She's breaking the glass ceiling
with
her invisible.
That's offensive.
Wow.
It's very offensive.
I'm doing the Rick Grimes head
be offensive
on that one.
You know what I've never gotten about Wonder Woman?
What?
Is why does she have to be half naked?
Because I think that she's
feminist.
Really involved with BDSM. And just...
Okay, moving on.
That's why she has a wheel.
Number four is Iron Man.
We go from no clothes to lots of clothes.
To iron clothes.
His real, like...
He's fashion forward.
Do you think he wears, like, iron underpants?
I think so, yes.
He's just, like, constantly being weighed down.
I just picture the arc reactor in the center.
His real superpower is money.
Why is it glowing?
Unibeam! He makes it rain. That's how he makes problems go away. Forget repulsors, forget that unibeam. He makes it rain.
I want to know, like, what the degree is set on his suit AC. Like, for him not sweat.
Was it like 70?
He's always
72.
Sweating. He's
70.
You never noticed.
He, like, must not have the fan blowing right on him, right?
Jarvis, I'm a little hot. Like, can you please
address
the.
It's not Jarvis.
Can you vent the butt
it?
Part?
So
I got
like,
a fart.
Jarvis is no more now that Jarvis is the Vision. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's
because
got My Gal Friday now.
It's like. So a woman.
He had, like, Betty.
Who's the woman? What's her name?
My Gal Friday. Friday.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Friday.
Because I think that was, he was trying to redesign a new AI, and he got to Friday. He's like, hey, this will work.
Jarvis, please open the boat,
Friday, Friday,
right away, Master.
Friday.
It's Friday. Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
I hate that song.
No. It's only Wednesday.
So Iron Man's secret power is money, we decided. And number three, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, swippity swip.
The toddler of the superhero Marvel universe.
Why do you do this, Spider-Man?
The nothing emo ever goes Spider-Man. My way superhero.
Peter.
The emo Peter Parker. Emo man, we should call him. That's Spider-Man.
Is that emo?
Why?
Peter Parker's totally emo.
Especially in Spider-Man 3.
Ben, Uncle Ben.
With wild rice.
Aunt May doesn't let me buy Uncle Ben's rice.
It's too close to home.
Aunt May is dating Iron Man. I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So this is controversial, guys. Number two on the list is Superman.
So the clone of Superman is number two, and Superman's number one. Is that how it is?
This is the clone of Superman. This is
Superman is
poop.
Number two.
Oh, that's how you get DNA, folks, from your poop.
They want to make clones and take your poop and make a clone, baby. Poop, baby.
Poop a man.
So that's what they're doing.
They take the poop and then they just form it and then make it into a clone.
They just put ass on it and they throw the cake there.
So, okay, here, like, going back to the Hulk, we never really made fun of him, but, like, if the Hulk poops, a fly eats the poop. Does the fly become, like, a Hulk?
Incredible fly.
That's how the movie, that's how the fly movies came apart.
Hulk fly smash!
Hulk fly only got 24 hours to live.
That was a good one.
Avengers joking. All right, Larry. So if you guess who's number one.
Batman.
It's got to be Batman. He's the only one I'm talking about.
Oh, man. I was going to tell you that I was going to buy you a new outfit.
Like a bat outfit?
You don't get it because you just didn't let me finish.
All right.
Okay, I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
So,
I'm gonna
Superman
let you finish. But Batman
two,
is the greatest superhero of all time.
Winter Batman Soldier. Is number one.
Oh, I totally thought it was Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it should have been Winter Soldier for sure. Winter Soldier or Beast Boy?
Yeah,
should
have
been
totally
Beast
Boy. Bestiality Boy. Wait, what? What'd you say?
Ooh.
you were talking about something.
The
something
only thing
else.
That separates Superman and Batman is Martha, apparently.
I
love that. That's my favorite part. In the
movie. Why did you say that name?
Why?
Because
she cooked me dinner last night.
Because she's in my bed.
Having an affair with his mother.
I love Batman, right?
Yes,
you
do.
I just think he's a little overrated.
Yeah.
No. Because everybody's always like, oh, there's
he's
no time.
The
Batman can beat anybody.
I can kind of, that's starting to get annoying how he can beat it.
It is, right? They're like, oh, how about Hulk versus. But Incredible Hulk, Batman versus Incredible Hulk. I was like, whoa, well, he could beat anybody.
Here, he did beat him.
With enough time, he'll just create a gamma fucking thing and a microwave, and he can shoot the Hulk because he'll calm him down or pet him or something.
He technically did beat the Hulk. He made this like knockout powder breathe in his face,
exactly.
And he punched him in the solar plexus, and the Hulk went and fell like that.
Batman beat Shredder. He did beat Shredder.
Barely. That was almost neck and neck.
Barely.
He did not beat Splinter, though.
But you have these fanboys
Then if you're like, all right, Batman versus the whole DC universe, you're like, well, Batman would win because...
He'd do this, he'd have a gadget for that, then he would take that gadget and build the next gadget for this and that.
Okay, I will kind of defend them in this sense, okay? He's always preparing for the day that they do double-cross him.
He does.
He is, but what about that one day where he's not prepared?
Yeah, like he's having... Never
everybody has a bad day. Sometimes even Bruce Wayne.
One bad day.
He wakes up with a hangover.
That's why we talked about the one person who could kill Batman would be Alfred.
Gordon.
Because Alfred would just could, like, kill him slowly. He would put poison in his
cyanide in his eggs.
So never hope that Alfred never has
I'm surprised. Has there been a comic that came out that Alfred is really...
No, we need to write one, though.
Yes.
We all need to put it in.
Where Alfred's what?
Villain.
Slowly
snaps.
Poisoning.
Alfred snaps.
He snaps and he starts doing little things like not putting the fabric softener in the dryer.
And so the bat suit's all stiff. Alfred, what's going on here? I don't know, Master Wayne. He pushes the fabric softener in the garbage.
And he like makes his tea a little bit too cold. Or, you know what's the worst?
Or he opens
when you microwave a bag of popcorn, and you don't microwave it all along
it's
enough
just
to
kernels.
Get all the seeds on the bottom.
So many kernels.
Or he cooks it just long enough to where it has the burnt flavor.
Oh.
Or, you know, you just completely burn, and then you take that bag of popcorn and put it in his room, because that smell lasts for ages.
Oh, for why do you keep burning my popcorn?
I don't know, Master Wayne. Maybe we need a new microwave.
Why is there dead fish in my bag?
So,
Alfred, you know I'm allergic to peanuts. I'm sorry, Master Wayne.
Superheroes are silly.
Yeah.
They're childish.
We're all silly.
And they're fun, but we love them. And they're a part of pop culture now.
They are. It's cool.
They're a part of my soul.
They're also a part of pop culture.
And that's why we spend an hour and a half talking about superheroes. Guys, this is a fun 50th episode.
Yeah,
thank you.
We'll be here forever when we get to 100.
Well, I know, right? Thank you to everybody who listened. If you made it this long, maybe share some roasts on our social media with us. On where can they do that at Tommy Two Stars?
We have several options. Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. Our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks. Instagrams.
Yes. Or they can email us, too.
Or they can email us at Batman.
Batman.blog@gmail.com.
There you go.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Good job, Avenger.
You're welcome.
You send us messages, let us know what you think. And, you know, try not to roast us, because roasting the Deep Fried Geeks is not very nice.
We will find you.
We will find you, and we will hunt you. Rachel. Why is Rachel in my taco? All
right, guys. Hey, guess what, everybody?
What?
I love you.
Keep calm
and
geek on.
Poop on.
Now everybody had to say it at once. That's kind of
all. This is something we all need to work on.
Okay, ready? Alright.
Keep calm and geek on.